Hello, everyone. We're on behalf of Mobleco speaking with Jessica Stelly from Coburn Supply. Jessica, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And could you start by telling us a bit about Coburn Supply and your role there, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So Coburn Supply started in 1934. Our corporate office is located in Beaumont, Texas. It's a family-owned distributor of commercial and residential plumbing, electrical, waterworks, and HVAC products. We have more than 50 locations, and many of our locations do include kitchen and bath showrooms. We have three distribution centers, and we are currently located in five states. We're located in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. I have been with Coburn's for over 20 years. I started working in the distribution center part-time while I was in college, like in the late 90s. Eventually, I did move to Lafayette, Louisiana, where I started working at one of those locations. I was a receptionist for a while, and then I took a role as a kitchen and bath showroom consultant. At that time, Coburn's had a website that they had started in the late 90s. And in around the early 2000s, Coburn's was really working hard to grow and better understand the website and how it could be useful for their customers. At that time, I was asked to join the team since I was in college and I was studying computers. And my role in the web department has grown since then. Currently, I am considered the web operations manager. I monitor projects associated with the website and the Coburn's Connect app. I ensure that our programmers know what needs to be worked on and prioritized. I also do a lot of testing, on a regular basis to ensure everything's working properly and that new features are functioning correctly. Within about the past year and a half, I've been offering one-on-one webinars with our employees and our customers as a way to better understand the features within our website and how it could be useful for them in their day-to-day business with Coburn's. We've learned that a lot of these conversations that I'm having with our customers' employees have led to us better understanding what kind of features that we want added within the website and the app.
That's great. Thank you so much for the company's history and for your history there. I think our next question is, can you describe a little bit about how you became acquainted with Mobleco and, why did you bring them on?
Yes, around 2015, our HVAC division manager, he was at a Horti convention, and that is where he met Pierre and Kelly. And he came back to Coburn's and let us know that he had met this company that offered an app, and he knew that we were looking for an app at that time. So from there, Kelly and Pierre offered Coburn's some webinars just to kind of show us what they had to offer and how they felt that their product could benefit Coburn's. So at the time, Coburn's.com was growing, and we knew that we had to translate that website onto mobile devices. So, like one of the features that really drew us to Mobleco was that we could use their platform as an extension of our website. We liked that we had already put so much time and effort into Coburn's.com. And it was pretty simple on Mobleco's back end just to, kind of plug and play those websites into tiles within Mobleco. So this allowed our contractors to use the feature of our current website, but in the palm of their hand on their cell phones that they had all the time with them. We felt that it could be faster and simpler that way. One of the other features that we really liked was the single sign-on feature. So this allowed our customers to use their same username and password that they use on our website directly onto the app. It was just like a seamless transition.
That's great. Thank you. And could you describe a little bit about, bringing Mobleco on or how you phase the projects and any ROI that you've seen so far?
Yeah, so initially when we decided to go with Mobleco and we were using it as an extension of our website, what we did was we had Mobleco and our hosting company. Actually, we had some, call conferences so that way we could get the two on board talking to each other and really get that single sign-on feature working. There's a little bit involved between both Mobleco and our hosting company, but we did get that functioning. So once we had that, the next thing that we looked into is just kind of setting up the basic features within Mobleco, adding tiles that pointed to things like our shopping cart, our accounting pages, searching for product. One of the things that we did learn in developing this is that we did have to make some tweaks to our website just to make it look a little bit better within the app. Once we got that going and we felt like we had all the basics in place, the next thing that we started to explore was Mobleco's barcode scanning feature. This was something that many of our customers wanted. And, this was something specific to the app. So we eventually worked again with our hosting company and with Mobleco to kind of get the scanning barcodes to function properly. And that way customers can scan barcodes, on the products, and it pulls up the product directly within the app so that way they can purchase it or even check price and quantity. As we really grew with that barcode scanning feature, it eventually led us to develop a program that we refer to as the replenishment program. This was developed to allow customers just to quickly reorder products. First, our customers have to get an understanding of how the program works. And if they decide that it would work for their company, we can enable their account to utilize the program within the app. And the process is actually really simple. As our customers who often are, on the job site and have inventory in their trucks, as they sell that inventory to a customer, we provide them barcodes that they scan through the app, and it's kind of held just in a queue. And at the set date and time, Coburn's automatically grabs that queue and puts it as an order in our system. So we kind of refer to it as the, scan and forget, just scan what you need and Coburn's will take care of the rest. And it's really through the Mobleco app that we're able to offer this program.
That's wonderful to hear. Thank you for the overview and, the history and your history with Mobleco. I think that answers all of our questions, but I wanted to know if there's anything else that that we may have missed or that you wanted to add.
So one of the things that has been really great within our app is that, we have a lot of control over adding specific tiles. What we do is we allow our customers to add themselves to what we refer to as groups. So, for example, if you're a plumber, you can add yourself to the plumbing group and a special tile will appear. We do the same thing for electrical, HVAC builders. One of our most used tiles is actually for our HVAC and our electrical customers. We have developed special calculators within those tiles. That way, whenever our customers are out on the field, they can open up the Coburn's app. They can go to that tile and open up a large selection of calculators that they can use on the job site, and it's in the palm of their hand to make it much easier and more efficient for them. Actually, this has been such a hit that we have shared our calculators with Mobleco, and they can offer it to their customers at different rates depending on what type of calculators they want.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is great to hear. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for your time today and for giving you this great overview. And we look forward to hearing more great things from Coburn's.
Thank you so much. We're excited to see what our app and our website, how it grows in the future.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.